Good morning, everyone. Good to see you. My name is Greg. For those of you who don't know, it's good to be here. Did the solar eclipse happen yet? Does anyone know about this? There's a wild solar eclipse happening today, and it's quite an auspicious one in astrology. Does anyone know? Did it happen yet? Cool. It's on this side. Like, so we'll get to see it?
No.
I have quite a few friends who are astrologers, as is the case when you join a group. And I've been told a number of times that there's the week or two around this time, there's a lot of activity in the planets. And these astral bodies, just like the moon influences water on Earth, astral bodies have an influence on us, emotions, consciousness. And what they said was, don't be surprised if emotions seem bigger, right? There's some expansive action happening. And one friend said, it's like a little emotion can be made into a mountain. So like, don't make mountains out of molehills. So be kind with yourself. If you feel stuff coming up in the practice, maybe there's just a process going on. So be kind with yourself. Don't take it too seriously. Let's begin with tuning in together. Bring your hands to heart center. Ground down, press down your hips, lift up through your spine. For those of you who are brand new to yoga, or still in that beginner or learning phase, I've been practicing 16 years, I'm still a beginner. Allow yourself to come to this present moment. This 90 minutes has been consciously put aside for you to connect with your body, to focus, to calm the mind, to feel, to move, to breathe with spirit together. Giving yourself total permission to feel and experience whatever unfolds in your practice, and trying your best just to be present. Three ohms. Exhale. Deep breath in. Yoga practice, and I usually teach foundational level because there's always beginners that come through Yoga Barn, so we want to make sure that everyone is safe when they move, and moving in a way that can sustain us for a long, long time. We want to be able to practice for 80 years, right? Much longer, if possible. So, if you feel into your body, if you feel in your body that there's a deeper expression of a posture that I'm offering, you feel it, then by all means, play with it. Don't have to, there is a coloring book that we'll kind of stick to, but we're free to go outside the lines. Put it that way. So the practice of yoga, which means union, is a practice of connecting the mind, the body, and the spirit, spiritual aspects of life. And it is said, or it happens, that as we practice over time, yoga, the practice of yoga increases awareness in our lives, and it lowers or it dispels ignorance, which is called avidya. And many of us have this even without any yoga practice. How many times in life have we have a pattern that we're not aware of, an unconscious pattern? Every time we do a certain thing, we think a certain thing, we act a certain way. There's a certain relationship in our life, and it's like it seems like it's going on repeat. It could be the relationship with yourself. And something happens, and it's kind of like you get a part of you becomes aware of what was previously an unconscious playing out of energy, and you can see it for what it is, no longer caught up in it. Yoga does this in our lives, and it starts on a very physical level. So being aware, oh, my right side is tighter than my left side, could be something so simple. I have a trouble breathing in more than I have trouble breathing out. You're becoming aware of how your physical body relates to one another. And over time, it may adapt on, or may the awareness will extend to deeper levels. Something like, whenever I do a bind, I notice I get angry, right? Or I get tense, always at these types of poses. Or whenever I'm doing this type of thing, I notice I get self-critical. Or whenever I'm doing this type of class, I end up looking outwards at other people. These are tendencies, unconscious tendencies, that we can become aware of over time. And it is said that awareness will keep increasing in the body, the mind-body connection, the breath goes far beyond your mat. You start becoming aware of things in your life. And that's why they say, yoga starts on your mat, but eventually all life is yoga. Maybe you've heard that, or maybe you haven't. But once a little bit of awareness gets in there, it's contagious, and it starts showing up all over the place. Eventually, in the spiritual part, maybe at one point, we become so aware that we can actually dispel that greatest ignorance, which is the belief that we are separate from the universe, the belief that we're separate from one another. And this is the expansion of awareness to spiritual realization, if you will. Maybe some of that sounds like silly stuff. Maybe you're like, let's do that. Wherever you are in the practice is fine, whether we're feeling our left and rights, whether we're feeling spirit, it's all good. And let's practice together. Expand some awareness today. Come up to a standing position. As always, our practice always takes place now, in the present moment. So you're accepting your current body, current mind, exactly as you are, and working from that starting point. Come to the top of your mat. The main way that we get present, move energy, is with our breath. So eyes looking forward, hit one spot with your eyes, slightly suck your lower belly in, bring the weight a little bit to your heels, ground down through your feet, and stand proud. Close your lips, inhale, reach your arms all the way up, through the nose. Out of the nose, exhale, hands down, prayer, midline. Nice, ujjayi, right away. Interlace your fingers, press your hands all the way down.
lift your toes. Inhale, forward. One, two, breathing all the way in. Let's connect with the breath. Four, mouth or nose, exhale. Clearing out the lungs of any cobwebs. Waking up that oxygen, press the hands. Inhale, one, two, three. You can close your eyes if you like here. Four, exhale, four, three, two. Really feel what's happening. Inhale, one. Feel where you're starting. What's happening? What are you feeling right here? Exhale, four, three, two. Press the hands down, empty your lungs and water with your toes. Inhale, one, two, three. Breathe 1% deeper. Exhale, four, three. Feel the earth as you press down your feet. Lift your arches. Inhale, one. As if you're drawing intention or energy up your body to a full lungs, press up your hands. Exhale, four, three, two, one. Inhale, one. Maybe there's even some remnant feelings, drama going on in the mind. Exhale, four. You're letting that energy just disperse, breath by breath. It will all move. Inhale, one, two, three. Deeper breath in. Engage your thighs, lift up. This time, bow forward. Exhale, all the way down. Bend your knees just a little bit, forehead to your shins. Inhale, halfway, lift your spine forward. Press your hands against your legs to get longer. Bow down, exhale, fold. Ground your feet, you can have your toes down now. Inhale, all the way up, breathe up, stand up. Control your breath, nice and easeful. Hands to your heart, exhale. Eyes can open now. Soft gaze. Inhale, arms lift. Lift up. Lean backwards. Exhale, bow forwards. Fold. Those of you who know Ujjayi, squeeze your throat muscles. Start making that sweet sound. Halfway. Inhale, lengthen. Bow down. Exhale. Stand all the way up. Inhale, lift. Hands to your heart. Exhale. Lower your hands. Please look forward here for a moment. So the Ujjayi breath, the sound is not in the nostrils. The sound is deeper. And this is a way to help control how you breathe, become more aware of how that breath is moving in your practice. And considering you can hear it, it's easier to link your movement with it. So if you don't want it to be forceful. So if ever you hear this, sniff, or like those exaggerations, but it's too much intensity on each end. Squeeze the throat, maybe soften a bit, and so the sound is more like this. Just observe, listen. Here, not here. Like so, okay? Feet together, hands to heart. Exhale, sound at the base of your throat. Try your best. Inhale, arms lift up. Nice control. Lean backwards, bow forwards. Exhale, fold. Let go of any rushing feeling. Halfway lift, make that lengthen. Come to a high plank position. High push up. Stay here as you exhale all the way. Draw your core tight, strong legs. Inhale, look forward. Bring your knees to the floor. Lower your chest, exhale. Chin and chest to the floor. Bring your hips down at the end. Inhale, cobra. Point your toes. Press down your feet. Roll your shoulders back. Downward facing dog. Exhale, press backwards. Hips go up and back. Take 30 seconds here, yogis. Breathe. Cycle out, stretch your legs. Maybe let go of a big ha. More go. Just get out of the head. Loosen up, loosen up. Deepen your breath. If you feel things tight, start expanding the breath more. Look forward, bend your knees. Step or hop to the top. Inhale, halfway lengthen, shoulders back, chin up. Exhale, bow down. Forehead to your shins. Inhale, arms lift, breathe up. Touch your palms, tuck your tail, lean back. Hands to your heart, exhale. Feel your whole body. Inhale, arms up. Focus, look up. Exhale, bow forward. Empty, empty. Inhale, halfway lengthen, shoulders away from your ears. Come to a high plank. Exhale, knees, chest, chin to the floor. Other elbows inward. Hips come down the last. Inhale, cobra. Three. Two, still breathing in. One. Exhale, down dog. Three. Keep breathing out. Two. One. Stay here for one deep breath. Spread your fingers wide. Roll your shoulders away from your ears. Feel the tight parts. Breathe into them. Relax your face. Look forward. Bend your knees. Lightly step or hop to the top. Inhale. Halfway lengthen. Shoulders back. Exhale. Bow down. Forehead to shins over time. Ground your feet. Inhale. Arms lift up. Breathe in. Shoulders softly. Tuck the tail into your hands to your heart, exhale, 1% emptier, empty that reservoir, make space for the next one. Inhale, arms lift, full life-giving breath, lean back, exhale, bow forward. Face is soft, engage your thighs. Halfway, inhale, lengthen your spine, look at one spot, high plank position, stay here as you exhale. Option to have your knees to the floor. Long breath in. Bring your chest forward as you exhale. Keep your body in a nice strong line. Come to low plank, same level as the elbows. Inhale forward and up to upward dog without ever touching your knees to the floor. Exhale, down dog. Knees never touch if you're doing that advanced version. Close your lips. Long breath in. Slightly engage your thighs. Reach your tailbone to the ceiling. Maybe a little smile. A little smile, just for you. Look forward. Bend your knees. Lightly step or hop to the top. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Exhale, bow. Draw your lower belly in slightly. Reach your crown. Stand. Inhale, arms up. Soft eyes, ujjayi in the base of your throat, lean back. Exhale, hands to your heart. Stand, bow, lifted heart. Inhale, arms up. Let's move as one. Exhale, bow. Beautiful group energy, you guys. It's awesome. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Look forward. High plank. Option knees to the floor or chaturanga. Knees, chin, chest for beginners. Inhale, upward dog or cobra. Down dog, exhale. Long breath in, long breath out. Long breath in and out. Ground the back of your legs. Look forward, bend your knees. Step or hop to the top. Inhale, halfway lengthen, eyes soft. Exhale, bow. Hear your inner breath, feel your inner world. Stand, inhale, arms up. Breathe up, lift higher. Exhale completely, hands to your heart. Bring your feet together, side by side. Bend your knees, inhale, arms lift to the sky. Full breath up. Bow forward, exhale, fold. Forehead close to shins. Inhale, halfway lengthen, now Inhale, right leg to the sky. Breathe all the way up. Spread your toes. Look forward. Exhale, step the right foot between your hands. First one, bring your left knee to the floor. Square your hips. Inhale, arms to the sky. Breathe all the way up. Stay here. Three breaths. Sink your hips down, slightly tuck the tailbone. Send out and in that sweet Ujjayi breath so your neighbors can hear you. We're all connecting in that great breath. 60 lungs, one breath. Last one, inhale, lean backwards. Hands to the floor, exhale, downward facing dog. Spread your fingers more so.
Facing dog, press back.
You can take child's pose if you like here. Take a rest or down dog, two or three breaths. Get totally present. Stretch the back of your body 1% more. Yoga is an all-in-one dance between the mind, the body, the breath, the energy. Exhale a little deeper. Back to downward dog. Look forward. Bend your knees. Step or hop lightly to the top. Inhale, halfway lengthen, shoulders back. Exhale, bow.
Feet together. Bend your knees. Chair. Inhale, Uttanasana. Arms up. Lift up at the end. Stand straight. Hands to your heart. Exhale. Bend your knees. Inhale, arms up.
Enjoy your flow. Exhale, bow. Be right here. Inhale, halfway. Eyes forward. Ground your hands. High plank. Exhale, lower down. Don't touch here. Take time with each breath. Inhale, cobra or up dog. Fill and lift your chest bone. Down dog. Exhale, press back. Feet together. Inhale, right leg to the sky.
Open your hip, stretch the leg.
Exhale, right foot forward between your hands. Turn your back foot flat with the back leg straight. Inhale, both arms to the sky, warrior one. All the way up, stay here, three deep breaths. Let's breathe a little stronger. Palms together. Don't cross your thumbs. Drop your head backwards. Breathe Ujjayi, purifying the throat chakra space here. Getting rid of phlegm in the throat. Press the outer edge of your back foot down more. Stronger back leg. Bring your left hip forward. Sink both hips down. Last inhale. Lengthen and lean backwards. Arms back. Head back. Hands to the floor. Exhale. Downward facing dog. Empty lungs all the way. Feet together. Inhale, left leg to the sky. Breathe up, spread your toes, open hip. Exhale, left foot, big step forward. Back leg straight, foot one entangled. Warrior one, arms up. Breathe up, look right up through your hands.
Touch the palms together, relax your face, deep breath. Feel the back of your lungs expanding. Inhale, full exhale.
Equal weight in your front foot and back foot. Right hip forward. Sink the hips a little lower. Let your shoulders relax. Let your face relax. Last inhale. Breathe in and lean back. Breathe in. Hands to the floor.
facing dog.
Spread ground hands. You can do child's pose as an option. Maybe let go of a haw or a hum. What do you feel? What arises within you? Where does the mind go? What happens to your breath? See if you can be aware of everything that's happening. Long breath in. Ground your heels a little more. Long breath out. Look forward. Bend your knees. Step or hop lightly to the top. Inhale, halfway, lengthen spine. Bow, exhale, hold. Exhale a little deeper. Bend your knees. Inhale, chair, sit lower. Last 10% of your inhale, stand all the way up. Hands to your heart. Exhale. Ground, straight legs, tall posture. Last one. Bend your knees. Inhale, arms up. Breathe up. Perfect Ujjayi. Exhale, bow. Refine something. Inhale, halfway. Look forward. High leg. Exhale. Elbows in, lower down. Spread your fingers. Inhale, cobra or up dog. Roll your shoulders back on your toes. Exhale, downward dog. Exhale more, feet together. Inhale, right leg to the sky. Right foot forward between your hands. Big exhale. This time keep your back heel over the back toes. Exhale first. Super strong back leg. Inhale both arms to the sky. Full breath up. Interlace your arms behind you. Exhale. Roll your shoulders back. Pull the chest open. Press through the back leg to open the chest. Maybe dropping your head back. I want you guys to feel that you're drinking up energy into your chest. Feels so good. Sink your hips lower. Some of you can have the hips below your front knee. Back leg super straight. For 3, 2, can you lift out of your waist and lean backwards? Last inhale.
Hands to the floor. Downward facing dog.
Press. Exhale more. Nice and strong. Feet together. Inhale. Left leg up. Beautiful flow. Open your hip. Exhale. Left foot. Big step forward. Back heel over the back toes. Straighten your legs stronger. Inhale. Arms lift up. Beautiful core. Beautiful focus. Beautiful breath.
Feel your whole body alive. Interlace the fingers behind you. Roll your shoulders open.
Pull the chest back. A lot of the time we have trouble really filling the upper lungs, emptying the bottom. So for last 2 breaths, try exhaling 1% more. What happens down there? And then inhale 1% more. Might release some energy.
Hands to the floor. Exhale.
Downward facing dog. Beautiful. 3 breaths. Let's do a collective sigh. Inhale deep. Inhale deeply. Inhale, inhale, inhale. Inhale. Horse lips.
Look forward. Bend your knees, step or hop to the top.
Inhale, halfway, and then pull your heart forward more. Exhale, bow. Feet together. Bend knees. Inhale, arms up. At the end of your inhale, stand straight. Exhale, hands, heart. Hands on your hips. Step or hop your feet apart. Lift your toes. Inhale, lift heart. Exhale, bow forward, engage your thighs, reach down and grab your big toes all the way up to your knuckles. Palms facing each other, hooking all the way to the knuckles, and you can bend your knees if your back is tight. Halfway lift, lengthen. Press your legs till you feel a stretch. Begin to pull, elbows out to the side. reach your crown down to the floor. Can you feel the bottom of your feet, both feet grounded, active? Slightly engage your thighs, so there's an energetic hugging in of the legs. Turn your tailbone to the ceiling, feeling stretching in your hamstrings. Feel your breath, and is it possible to smooth out your breath more? Take one more, shoulders away from the ears. Reach your crown down, and at the end of the pose, maybe forehead between your shins. Exhale. Let it go. Halfway lift. Inhale. Step on your hands all the way up to your wrists. Step on your hands all the way up. Take a long breath here. Press down your feet. And then stretch. Love the sound of your breath, guys. Don't worry about your neighbors. They're fine. Your neighbors are fine. Long breath in. Each time you breathe in, allow your mind to become totally receptive to the sensations. For three, eyes engage, keep breathing. Two, pull your elbows a bit long. Last exhale, one. Halfway, inhale, lengthen. Come to a high plank position. Hold high plank, fully exhale. Shoulders away from your ears. Inhale, prepare. Option knees to the floor. With a long spine, come forward as you exhale. Stop parallel to the floor. Come forward and up. Inhale, up dog. Press back. Downward facing dog. Step your right foot between your hands in a great big step. Come to warrior two on your next inhale. Full breath in. Sink into a nice low warrior. Look 1 millimeter beyond your front middle finger. Relax the muscles behind your eyes so you're looking both outward and inward. Press down both feet, sink your hips low, fold your tail. Reach out to the right, bring your right elbow on your knee, reach your left arm straight up to the ceiling. Look up at your left hand, stay here, or without moving anything else, can you cover the right elbow off of your knee just for a moment so you feel the legs and core are strong? Perhaps bring the right hand to the floor inside your right foot. Keep reaching the left arm up, and everyone stretch your left arm forward, making a long line from your back foot to the front fingers. Look just beyond your left middle finger now. For three. Beautiful Ujjayi. Tuck your tail a bit. Two. Grow your heart forward. Press your back foot, arm closer to the ear. And one. Come back, warrior two. Inhale. Windmill your arms to the floor. Exhale. Downward facing dog. Press it back. Full breath in. Full breath out. Inhale, left foot steps forward. Exhale first, big step. Inhale, warrior two. Breathe in, your back foot is flat on the floor. Sink down low. Make your spine in the middle of both of your legs, equal weight. Press down your left foot, but turn your knee to the left more, so there's a nice alignment of your left leg. Inhale, spread, inhale here, left elbow on left knee. Reach your right arm to the sky. Stay here and enjoy. If possible, engage your thighs and engage your core. Hover the left elbow off of your knee for a moment with a great, big, undisturbed breath. Left hand to the floor, inside your left foot. Reach your right arm to the ceiling. Reach your right arm forward. The ability to do the physical pose is way secondary. It's not important if you're not breathing. If you're holding your breath, yoga can actually make you tighter inside.
Everyone breathe. Honor your body. For three, stretch your right arm longer. Pull the heart forward and twist back. Look down, exhale. Come up. Warrior two, full breath in. Hands to the floor, exhale. Ground, press back.
Go through a vinyasa if you like.
Ujjayi Sosi.
Feet together. Bend your knees.
Inhale, chair. Sit nice and low. You're sitting into that chair. Hands to your heart. Twist to your left side. Hook your right elbow outside of your left knee. Look down for a moment. Check that your feet are together, guys. Lift all 10 toes. Check that your knees are together. Is one knee forward or backwards? Yes. Squeeze that midline of the legs. Send your hips back and down. Press down through the bottom elbow. Lift your heart up to your thumbs. Press down through the left hand. Lift your heart past your thumbs. And with smooth breath, nice stability, open the right arm down. Open the left arm up. Look up at your left hand. Little smile. Last inhale, twist. Breathe in. Hands to the floor. Exhale, bow. Shake out your head. Loosen it up. Halfway lift. Inhale. Exhale. Bow. Feet together. Bend knees. Inhale. Nice low chair. Good core hands. Beautiful. Twist to the right hand side. You're moving with intention. Feel it. Look down. Check your feet. Check your knees. Line them up. And now sink your hips back and down. Close your lips. Breathe through your nose. Ujjayi. Press down through the left elbow. Press the right hand into the left hand. Use that downward energy to lift your heart up to your thumbs off of your thighs. At the end, left arm presses against the bottom outer right knee. If your arm slips off, go back to the first part. You lost it. Go back. Take one more breath. Spread the upper hand. Twist back. Hands to the floor. Exhale. Calmly leave the pose behind. Inhale. Halfway. Come to a high plank position. Elbows in. Knees to the floor. Exhale. Chest to the floor. Lower all the way down. Inhale. Cobra. Lift up. Press down your feet. Look up. Exhale. Downward facing dog. Smooth out your thoughts by smoothing out your breath. Notice if you feel tight, suck. Smooth out your breath. Smooth out your mind. Make the sound coming in equal to the sound going out. Deep inner awareness. Look forward. Step or hop to the top. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Bow, exhale. Inhale all the way up, full breath in. Lean backwards more, and then bow all the way back forwards. Nice, loose, limber spine. Big breath, guys, halfway in. Step or hop back, strong exhale, lower down, empty all that in the air. Inhale. Step your right foot between your hands. Bring your left knee to the floor. Next inhale, arms to the sky. Breathe up. Hands in prayer, twist to the right hand side. Exhale, left elbow outside of your right knee. Sink your hips lower. Close your lips. Notice if you're choosing a deeper posture, but you're sacrificing your breath. Lift your heart a little higher. back leg is straight. Reach your left arm to the floor, out to side your right foot, and get your armpit even more underneath. Keep breathing. Right arm to the ceiling, left arm to the floor. And then binding, perhaps left arm under the right leg, around outside, right arm behind for three. Give your organs some massage here. Two, look up, press your crown longer, and then hands to the floor, downward facing dog. Press it back, let the fresh blood flush through those centers. Exhale, take a breath. Step your left foot forward, finish exhaling, and on your next breath, inhale, arms to the sky, move with your inner pace. Twist to the left, exhale. Right elbow outside the left knee. Press it down. Stabilize your legs. This is an advanced pose just on its own, massaging all the inner organs. To go deeper, curl the back toes under, slowly straighten the back leg. Slips, go back to the hands together. And then if you're nice and low, wrap your right arm under, left arm back, look up to the ceiling. If possible, pull your left wrist with the right hand. Pull the left arm straight. Breathe right here. Feel this for you. Step your right foot forward. Walk your hands a little along the floor to the left side. Turn everything up to the left. Toes out to the left, hands pointing to the left. And make your feet parallel but wide apart. Turn your toes slightly in, even for the heels a little bit wider. Make sure that your feet are grounded. You can press, you can bend your knees. Inhale, halfway lengthen. Interlace your fingers behind your back. Exhale, bow down. Press down your toes. Pull up your thighs. Turn your tailbone. If you understand this instruction, hug your feet towards one another to engage the inner thighs, the pelvic floor. Every breath now, go deeper into yourself. Pressing the arms away from you. Breathe in, breathe in. Calm breath. Calm breath. No need to work so hard. No need to work so hard. Halfway. Inhale. Hands on the floor. Full breath in. Bow down. Exhale. Bend your knees. Sit on your fingers with the outer edges of your feet. All the way under there. Reach outside your feet. Step on your fingers from the outside. From the outside. Yes. Press down the edges of your feet. Press your hips to the sky. This is a beautiful stretch. Reach your chin forward. Eyes looking at one spot with great inner focus. On your inhale, 3 seconds. Long smile. Smooth out your breath. 3 seconds. Become totally present. Shoulders away from your ears. Tail pulled up. Eyes engaged. Toes pressed down. Forehead to the floor. Halfway. Inhale. Lengthen. Hands to the floor. Exhale. Pause. Walk your hands to the back of your mat. Keep your feet apart. Turn your left foot facing the back of the room, back of your mat. Turn your body facing the back of the room, back of the mat. heart forward every breath. Shoulders away from the ears. Flex the toes more. Consciously press the knee to the left. Shift your body weight more to the left elbow. And at the very end, maybe straighten your back leg. Walk in your energy hands forward. Forehead to the floor. Three. Big breath. Two.
Two.
Forehead touches, little smile. Inhale, ground your palms, lift up. Press back, downward dog. Excellent work, yogis. Come to a high plank, full breath in. Bring your legs together. Exhale, lower. Either knees, chest, chin, chakra. Big breath, up dog. Down dog, exhale. Knees to the floor, shift forward, slowly lay on your bed. Exhale. Point your toes, hands underneath your shoulders. Press down the tops of your feet. Exhale completely. Take one moment to feel a calmness inside. Get present. Inhale, lift to a baby cobra, just a little bit off the floor, mainly your back muscles. Exhale, down. Empty the mind. Press down your feet. Inhale, middle cobra. Follow your breath. Mainly the back muscles, now the arms are helping a bit. Exhale, down. Come down half.
So elbows bent.
Press down the tops of your feet if you're doing the leg bent, you know. Draw your shoulders and armpits backwards. Ground your palms. Look inward to feel where the breath is stuck. Smooth it out. Take one more. Feel your back nice and strong, protecting your spine. Lift up. And lay down. Exhale. Turn your head to the left. Close your eyes, arms down by the side. Let everything go for a moment. It's very, very important that we take moments to relax, or else practices like power or vinyasa can actually increase inner tension in the nervous system. Ha, ha, is the balance of sun and moon. If we get out of balance in one direction, we feel it. One Brahmati, sweet sound of the humming bee. Long breath in.
Exhale, left hand, lower back. Move perfectly with your breath.
flexibility.
Inhale, lift up, breathe in, get taller. Exhale, right hand places where the left one is, feel that grounding. Inhale, left arm up, shoulder away. Lift your heart, go back, exhale. Close your lips, breathe through your nose. Inhale, lift up. Exhale, left hand down, both hands on your lower back. Inhale, lift your heart to the sky. Full breath in. Push your hips forward. Let's hear the most beautiful connected breath. Hug your legs towards one another energetically. Slightly tuck your tailbone. Each inhale, press into your hips. Breaths. Bring your elbows closer. Last one. Head drops. Come back up. Inhale. Hands and knees. Exhale. Come forward onto your hands and knees. On your next breath, stay here, or inhale, arch your back. Round your back, exhale. Straight spine, walk your hands forward. Bring your hips forward. Lower your chin and chest to the floor and stay here with your butt way up in the air. Close your lips. Long breath, there's no hidden cameras, don't worry. Walk your knees, so chest on the floor and chin on the floor. Chest and chin on the floor. If your heart is off the floor, you won't be able to do the pose. More weight on your chest. Bring your heart on the floor. Okay, come out of the pose, guys. Come out of the pose. Just want to make sure here. Right? Chin and chest on the floor. Even if you have to go to here, that's fine. But it's not like this. Not all the tension in your arms. Okay? Heart relaxes on the floor, loosening up the neck, upper chest. So come back to it. Heart on the floor. Hands next to your upper ribs. Now stay here. Option to close your eyes. If you want to get playful, connect with your breath. Walk your knees closer to the front, keeping the heart on the floor. Draw your shoulders back, let your neck relax more, relax your face. I want you to notice the emotions that come up and notice any distraction from your breathing. Find your edge. Maybe walk your knees a little closer, just a bit. Keep breathing. Your heart is heavy on the floor. Option. Lift your left leg to the sky. Bring your right sole underneath your left thigh. Support your left leg with your right sole. Yes. Eyes look forward. Extension. Spread your upper toes. Energetically send the breath through the rhythm of the spine. Inhale, lift. Bring the leg down. Exhale first. You might take a break. Or gently lifting the other side up. Move slowly here. How's your breathing, guys? How's your breath? Friendly neighborhood reminder. Okay. Let go of the ego. Listen. Soul on the right thigh, lifting a little taller. Release. Come onto your belly. Traction your spine forward a little bit. Bring your forehead on the floor. Take a long breath into your lower back. Long breath out. Turn onto your back. Doing great. Hug your right knee into your chest for a moment. Breathe in, breathe out. Reach the top of your head longer. Nice long spine. And then release the right leg. Bring your left knee up.
Switch legs, keep breathing.
Reach down your side body so
you touch your ankles, feet hip distance, exhale completely. On your next inhale, lift your hips to the sky, full breath up. Exhale down. Inhale, lift up, just as a playful one. Maybe do the opposite thing of usual in your eyes. Exhale. Maybe there's an unconscious pattern. Inhale, lift your hips, smoothest breath. Exhale, down. Last one. Inhale, lift up. Stay here, keep breathing to the front body. Walk your arms underneath you more. Interlace your fingers with straight arms one day. Breath, lift your tailbone up, perhaps stretching the front of the hips. Bring your hands out to the side, bring your heels off the floor. Lower your upper spine, breathe as you come down. Then your middle spine, don't touch the tailbone till the very end. Then your lower spine, then the tailbone. Any emotions, release there. Release your legs for a moment. Long breath in. Long breath out. Stay here. Or the last one. Bend your knees. Feel into your back. If everything feels loose, open. Exhale completely. Let's help each other. Ujjayi, inhale, hips up. Exhale, hips down. Inhale, lift up. The eyes very conscious. Exhale down. Feel every cell of your body. Inhale, lift up. Option one, hold your lower back, rest here. Option two, spread your fingers, flip your hands next to your ears. Press down the palms, and if you feel safe, lift onto the crown of your head. If you're holding your breath, but will not go deeper, injuries happen. If the breath is steady, spread your fingers, press your arms straight into Urdhva Dhanurasana. Come out, exhale, tuck your chin in, lower the
Keep breathing. On your inhale, I take every part of this moment in. I resist nothing. On exhale, I let it all move on. I'm attached, not. My strength, my security comes from within me, not from the changing outside world. Zero attachment. I'm complete. I can let it all go. Legs straight on the ground, straight legs. And if it feels okay for you, bring the soles of your feet together, let your knees hang open like a diamond. Bring your left fingertips onto your heart, right fingertips onto your belly. Take a full breath in, everyone. Big ha. That was hard work. Let's give ourselves a little giggle. So it starts off with fake giggle. But there's like 50 of us in here, so just see what happens, okay? Get ready. Stay with it. Stay with it. Hugging both of your knees in. Little circles on your lower back. Breathe. Bring your knees out to the left, releasing the spine for a moment. Both knees to the floor to the left. Reach your right arm to the right. Turn your head to the right. Actually, reach the arm a little bit. You feel space between the shoulder and heart. Come into sweet Ujjayi here. Final breath in. Breathe right up to the upper spine. As you exhale, relax something. Relax your shoulders. Come back to the center. Inhale. Hips to the center. When you're ready, switch sides. Exhale. Turn your head to the left. Reach your left arm all the way to the left and breathe. Ujjayi. Create and connect with the sound of the ocean. Wave coming in smoothly. And as you exhale, it's clearing those metaphorical pebbles off the beach of consciousness. Inhale, smooth, fresh energy in, expanding. Exhale, surrender.
come back to the center. Inhale. Hug the knees. Exhale. Bring your forehead to the knees. Engage your core a little bit here. And then, best for you, rock forward and back several times. Nice deep breath. Inhale up. Exhale back. Inhale up. Exhale back. Come all the way up to seated. Spin around. Face the front. Right leg straight. Bend your left knee out to the side. Option to have your foot in half lotus. Some of you Ashtangis going for the deeper expression. I'm going to teach the Janu Shirshasana. Both hips on the floor. Flex your right foot and sit tall. So there's stability here, not collapsing. Inhale, both arms up. Reach forward, either holding the shin, sides of the foot, or maybe interlace your fingers beyond. Some of you can hold one wrist. The other hand is in Dhyan Mudra. Go inward. Align your inner alignments. Stretching the back of your right leg. Flex your right toes towards you. Activate your foot. Nice Ujjayi breath. On your inhale, grow towards your foot. On your exhale, the core pulls closer to the thigh. The heart closer to the knee. And the head is the last thing to move down. You might not understand that instruction. That's fine. I want you to try to feel how the length comes from the central spine, not from the external pulley muscles. They're just there to help. Take one more breath. Drop your left shoulder down from your central spine. Go a little deeper. Shoulders away from your ears. Relax your face. Flex the toes. Soft eyes, inhale, come up. You can reach both arms to the ceiling if you like, or hands to the side. Keep your arms up, possibly switch your legs. Maybe the hands are to the side, that's fine. Yep. Flex your left foot. You'll need to use the hand if you're doing the half lotus. Inhale, arms up. Reach forward. We all have a capacity, and we all need to honor where we are. 90 minutes of staying totally present can actually be quite a challenge. It's common near the end of the class for things to disperse a bit. So if you feel that kind of a separation happening, focus more on your breath now. See if you can reinvest yourself into total presence. Whatever that means for you. Maybe it means letting something go. Take one more breath. Get longer from the middle, shoulders back. Flex your foot. Reach your heel. Engage your thigh. Come up. Inhale. Both arms up. Both legs forward. Do a little bow. Exhale.
Good job, everyone.
Sit tall. Sweet pose coming. The Gomukhasana. If you know Gomukhasana, you don't need to wait for me. You get an extra few breaths. Bring your right knee into the middle, facing forward with your right foot next to your left hip. Bring your left leg wrapping around over top. And it's important to have both of your hips on the floor. Do not sit on your heel. Both hips down, maybe you use a block. If this is too much, the right leg can be straight. You'll get there over time. Stay here, option one. Lift your chest, relax your face. Perhaps palms facing forward, hook the bottom of the big toes. Option two. Perhaps right arm up, bend the elbow, pull behind you, reach the left arm, clasping fingers between your shoulder blades. I invite you to close your eyes. Inhale, lift. And begin reaching forward. If
You feel
you'd like the deeper stretch.
Omukhasana is an energetic grounder and a balancer. Amazing to balance the left and right hemispheres, bodies, the upper and lower energy centers, musculature, the nervous system. 1 minute.
Favorite transitions is to keep your feet where they are. The feet can turn, but they don't move left and right. Hands forward, just observe. Lift your hips. Walk your hands to the right. All the way, keep turning to get to the other side. Okay? Okay, breathe here, guys, breathe here. Try not to get too distracted outside. Be here. Sit yourself down. No talking, please. Stay inside. Either hands to the side, long breath, go back in. Maybe the fingers hook from behind under each big toe. Pinch it. Perhaps left arm up. One finger, eventually four. The bottom hand is turned outwards. The upper hand hooks inwards. Close your eyes. Start by breathing and sitting tall and wait until both hips relax to the floor. Feeling a nice deep stretch in the hip crease. When both hips are grounded, lean forward. Beautiful breath here. Notice what's happening inside. Relaxing the edges of your experience. Taking one final breath all the way in. Silent or ha. Shoulders relax. Kindness to yourself. Inhale up. Raise your hands. Exhale. Eyes stay closed. Straighten your legs forwards. Inhale, arms lift. Flex your feet. Exhale, bow forward. Inhale, sit up. Lay on your back.
exhale, hug both of your knees in. Feel the momentum of the practice coming to a stillness now. Allow your breath to slow right down, giving yourself a hug, honoring yourself, and maybe each knee a little kiss. Straighten your legs on the mat, arms down the sides. Different thoughts come in, different thoughts go out. And you're allowing the entire experience to move through you. Allow your awareness to stay peaceful amidst all of it. Your face, every muscle drips off of your face. Relax the muscles behind your eyeballs. Relax your spinal cord, sinking to the back of the spine. Relaxing your arms and legs. Relax your heart and your belly. How soft can you let the belly be? Relax your mind. How gentle your thoughts.
this space. Feel the settling, the integration. Taking a nice breath in. Gentle exhale. Keeping your eyes closed, preparing yourself for meditation, wiggling your fingers and toes, gently stretch your arms over your ears, really subtle movements. Roll to your right hand side. With as little movement as possible, come up to a seated position. Cross your legs and sit right into your meditation, keeping your awareness inside. Palms open, connect your pointy fingers and thumbs, lift your heart, open the throat a little bit, and we'll join together in a joyous celebratory vibration. The word, the mantra, Hari Om. Hari means celebration, praise, devotion, and Om means the entire universe. Essentially saying, all is sacred, all is divine, all is beautiful, all is great. The universe is amazing. Listen one or two times, and then join in. Hari Om.
Bye.
your hands in prayer. Namaste. Perfect divine timing. Open your eyes when you're ready. Take Shavasana if you like. Thank you all dearly for sharing your energy, sharing your practice, sharing your focus. And may that light of awareness expand in your life. May it spread so we can see the areas that might not be working for us. And then hopefully, collectively, may we, as a species, become more and more aware of how we are with each other, how we are with Earth, how we are with Spirit. Thank you.